Even if you are hurrying, which is sometimes necessary, then at least hurry mindfully. Be aware of your breathing, of the need to move fast, and do it with awareness until you don't have to hurry anymore and can then let go and relax intentionally. If you find your mind making lists and compelling you to get every last thing on them done, then bring awareness to your body and the mental and physical tension that may be mounting, and remind yourself that some of it can probably wait. If you find yourself getting really close to the edge, stop completely and ask yourself, is it worth dying for? Or who is running where? A third way of freeing yourself from the tyranny of time is to take some of it intentionally each day to just be. In other words, to meditate. We need to protect our time for formal meditation practice because it is so easy to write it off as unnecessary or a luxury. By devoting some time each day to slowing down time itself, forgiving yourself time for just being, you are strengthening your ability to operate out of your being in the present during the rest of the day, when the pace of the outer and inner worlds may be much more relentless. A fourth way of freeing yourself from time is to simplify your life in certain ways. We once held an 8-week stress reduction program just for judges. One judge complained that he never had enough time to review cases and to do extra background reading to prepare for them, and that he didn't feel he had enough time to be with his family either. When he explored how he used his time when he was not at work, it turned out that he religiously read 3 newspapers every day and also watched the news on television for an hour each day. The newspapers alone took up an hour and a half. It amounted to a kind of addiction. Simplifying our lives, even in little ways, can make a big difference. Simplifying may mean prioritizing the things that you have to do and want to do, and at the same time, consciously choosing to give certain things up. It may mean learning to say no sometimes, even to things you want to do or to people you care about and want to help, so that you are protecting and preserving some space for silence, for non-doing. Maybe you don't need to run around so much or to have so many obligations or commitments. Maybe you don't have to have the TV on all the time in your house. Maybe you don't need to use your car so much. And maybe you don't really need so much money. Giving some thought and attention to the ways in which you might simplify things will probably start you on the road toward making your time your own. It's yours anyway, you know. You might as well enjoy it. Mahatma Gandhi was once asked by a journalist, "You've been working at least 15 hours a day, every day, for almost 50 years. Don't you think it's about time you took a vacation?" To which Gandhi replied, "I'm always on vacation." Of course, the word vacation means empty, vacant. When we practice being completely in the present, life in its fullness is totally accessible to us at all times, precisely because we are outside of time. Time becomes empty, and so do we. Then we too can always be on vacation. We might even learn how to have better vacations if we practiced all year long.